Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, folks, you've been very patient holding while I went into rants the last 30 minutes. Now we're going to take your phone calls one after the other. We can put it up on screen. Trump has driven into the federal courthouse. And he's under a judge that he appointed. And they're like, oh, this is criminal. This is illegal. Oh, with the Clinton and Obama and Bush judges, they're all fine. So it's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Let's go to your phone calls. Brian in New York. China, fentanyl, everything made in China. You want to talk about that? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, 2 points. I think we all missed the bigger picture here when we mentioned China, because China's like this foreign, outside influence. Everything's made in China. I believe, and the evidence is based on how the Soroses of the country are funding the DAs to allow fentanyl to be sold in broad daylight on our streets. I think they're the ones having it made in China and bringing it in. Because why else would they be spending their
100%
money
to influence the AIDS? They want to kill us. I mean, they're literally here to kill us. George Soros' mission is to kill the American people, period. That's the no-brainer.
Second point, and this is a little far out, but a few years ago, you're the only one I ever heard mention this. You mentioned that people who own cats get a parasite, and it makes them want to almost serve their cat and get more cats.
Yeah, something like 2 billion people have a brain worm that makes you want to get more cats, smell the urine of cats, and serve the cats. And there's also another brain worm that makes slugs climb to the top of a tree so birds will eat it and then defecate it out and make more of the slugs, more of the amoebas that control the slug's brain. Yeah, I mean, that's where you get crazy cat lady from.
Yeah, and if you look at the world leaders, like the health ministers, the prime minister of Ireland, they all have these sunken eyes, Alex. And, I think, and it sounds crazy, I think it could be a sodomy parasite that is bringing World War III upon us. I think it's that out there, but I think it's a real possibility.
Well, no, I mean, we'll put it on screen. It's actually a huge issue. How common cat parasite gets in the human brain and influences human behavior, Science Daily. I think something like a third of the people in India have it. It's a really bad situation.
And all these world leaders, they have the same lifestyles. They're doing the same stuff. And guess what? They're all speaking in unison, and they're all bringing this to hell.
Yeah, I mean, without getting too graphic, you're talking about the mainstay of the globalists is eating feces. Yeah, they do that, you know. And a lot of them get these parasites. Well, they do that to get the parasites. You know, it's funny to talk about this, because I know about what you're talking about. It's just so horrible. That's why the Pope reportedly eats large platters of feces every week. And that's why he says those that ingest conspiracy theories, the conspiracy theorists are like eating poop. He's telling you what he does. I appreciate your call. By the way, I wasn't joking when I just said that. They want to get closer to Satan, so they don't just sacrifice children. They don't just rape children. I know this is horrible, folks. We have to talk about it. It's not adrenochrome is a metaphor. Yes, in black magic. Yes, in the Graham grimoires. Yes, in the Black Sabbath, children are tortured, and then they put a lot of chemicals and endorphins into their blood, and yes, they lance the children, normally two-year-old babies is their favorite, over a 24-hour ritual, and then you have, after you've tortured the child for 12 hours, then you kill the child, then have sex in the blood of the child, and then you devour the flesh of the child. I tell you what a satanic ritual is like, that's what they officially do over 24 hours. In fact, I'm not going to get to the end of it. But the point is that you can look this up for yourself if you'd like to. That's how they try to get closer to Satan. And, yeah, the lower-level people that aren't given access, kind of the Renfields, is the archetype. Again, Bram Stoker wrote Dracula. And in that, Renfield only gets bugs and rats, but he really wants children. But he delivers children, babies, to the women of Dracula. Dracula wants the women. That's the archetype. Dracula wants to destroy the women, who then destroy the children. It's all archetypal, and that's why they caught these witches on tape. You know, it's happening all over the country, eating rotten meat. And you wonder, how do they get women to run around the woods naked and eat rotten meat with maggots all over it? They believe they're getting power from this. So, I'm sorry to have to tell you all this, folks, but that's who runs the country. And Joe Biden rapes children. But before we go to break, please remember, we're listener-supported. We're not subscriber-based. We're supported by you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're excellent. We're selling out of X3. It's our best seller. We have to end the sale because at current sales rates, in 2 weeks, it'll be gone. Try iodine. Incredible for your immune system, your electrochemical activity. Every cell in the body, it's essential. Without it, without iodine, you die. That's why they're targeting iodine, taking it out of the diet. You need it. They put the bad halogens in to block the iodine and the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine. You need this product. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average. Take a few drops a day. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's 25% off. It is your last chance. Discover the power of activated iodine. Try iodine. True Nation. Iodine takes your system just to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Fortune tanto tornerà, sì, l'attimo so servis. Fortune amici tornerà, su, tra di preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Trump has turned himself in Miami, Florida, to the deep state. We're taking your phone calls right now. Luke in Nebraska, you're on the air. Welcome. Anything you want to say, Luke?
Hi, Alex. How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, do you think if Donald Trump is to get elected, can he bring us back from the edge of we're headed as a world, you know, things are...
I don't know that. I think only repenting and seeking God's face and bringing the Holy Spirit in our lives will do that. But certainly the deep state does not want Trump in. Certainly they're fighting with everything they've got to keep him out. So I made the decision last Friday. I've been really mad at Trump. He's not perfect. Imperfect vessel, we all are. To support Trump because he was elected. They did steal it. And they're doing it again. So I'm honoring the will of the American people in our republic. And so I will criticize Trump, by the way, all day long. I call him a dumbass with Roger Stone when he was on Sunday. And Roger loves him. They talk constantly. I know Trump hears that. I'm not here to sycophantically kiss Trump's derriere. But the enemy's after him, and I'll be punished for supporting him. So I'm supporting him because I'm not a coward. Does that make sense? I don't know what he's going to do, if he's going to fix it, or what's going to happen. I know the forces running this planet are scared to death of him. And so whatever metaphysical reasons, whatever's going on, they are fundamentally do not want Trump in, and he's who the American people voted for. So I'm not going to be a coward and say I don't support him because I will be persecuted. I mean, I've basically been told they're going to indict me and set me up, put me in jail if I support Trump. So, I mean, it's not a reverse psychology either. It's just that, and I got a lot of problems with Trump. I want to be against Trump because I'm mad at him. But at the end of the day, he's way better than he is. He's way better than he is bad. And I'm not a lesser of two evils, people. But I will not then openly support globalist candidates over him. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you think RFK is a globalist candidate? I like a lot of the things he says, too.
No, RFK is 100% real. But he's also, like Trump, wrong about a bunch of stuff. But he's his own man. See, I mean, a real man or a real woman, you're a real person, I'm a real person, we have things we value, we stand for. Sometimes we're wrong, sometimes we're right. But with Trump and RFK, I mean, these are real people. And they call the shots in their lives. And I call the shots in my life. And all these government-funded lawsuits are always like, who gives you the orders? Where's the documents? Where's the Mercers? And of course, it doesn't exist because nobody gives me directives. In fact, half the time, I don't even know what I'm about to talk about. I'm not even controlling myself. It's more like I'm like an oracle or a channeler. I don't mean that in the technical sense, but that's, you had to say, are you a talk show host? Or you? No, I'm an oracle. And We're all oracles. We're all here to tell the truth and really report on what we see from a gut, spiritual, intellectual level, not, oh, how's it sound or what's it look like or what are they going to think? An oracle just tells you. And it doesn't mean I'm infallible, doesn't mean I have all the answers, but I am an oracle. That's what they call me, the Oracle Austin. But we're all oracles in ways. I mean, two men can't have a baby. That's an oracle saying that. The wages of sin are death. That's the Bible, the true oracle, God's mind. But God works through us. Does that make sense?
It does.
I appreciate your call. But people keep asking me, what are you, Jones? Who do you work for? Man, I want to work for God. And in God's presence, when you're in God's presence, I see every wart, every sin. That's what God fearing is. You're like in the presence of pure goodness and energy and life. And just total knowledge. You're just like, oh man, you see everything. I want to do what you say. Can I please work for you? Please, 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 please. I want to be good. Please, please don't destroy me. I'm sorry. Please help me. That's the real spirit. And that's why these Satanists mean nothing to me. God's 100% real, folks. Better get that through your heads real fast. Okay? And anybody ever got in the presence of God is either going to turn to Satan, which is the refusal and blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, or you're going to get in line with God. You don't come into God's presence. I just did it for a minute. I'm always in God's presence, but I can, anytime I want, I can just instantly get fully in God's presence, and it's awesome. You're going to lay down on the ground because you want to hide. And imagine these Satanists, they're making jokes about God. Alexander Soros is pissing in God's face. Can you imagine the foolishness? These people are crazy. They're crazy. They're crazy. They're out of their minds. Oh my, that's the funniest thing I ever heard of. Refuse that. God just gives you a little taste of the power, and you can't even handle it. I know I can't. And God tries to give these Satanists that, and they go, no, I don't want that. I want to know how to mess kids up and put toxic waste everywhere. They're like, we want to kill dolphins. And that's what we want. I'm sorry. We want to take little kids and rape them and ruin their lives and put them in dungeons. It's just insane. All right, folks, I'm let's get the break again. Luke, does that answer your question?
Question for you. Do you think there's any way to purge the world of all the evil that we have now other than the second coming of Christ?
Obviously not. Only God can do it.
Makes sense.
I appreciate your call, brother. I don't mean to flip out on you. I just can intellectually and culturally and mathematically and politically and spiritually see that we are in grave danger. And I don't know how to get up here on air and get any more real with people. Like, I'm as real as it gets, folks. I mean, I'm like, you're real too. That's why we're here together. But I mean, like, I'm not up here trying to impress you. I'm trying to show you how crazy I am. Because what's going on is nuts. And everybody goes around selfishly, including myself. Acting like if we just deny what's going on, we're going to be safe. Like, I was sitting there last night. We had a nanny that was going to stay late, and we ended up staying home. My daughter went to bed early, and so I watched movies and did some research and stuff. But the point was, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, hey, we go see this movie. And my wife goes, you really want to go see one of those movies? It's all a bunch of brainwashing. And I'm like, no, you're right. It's just, what am I trying to, like, live in the old world? None of it even exists anymore. It's all gone. It's all a big sick game, folks. It's all a big sick joke. And we have to see the people caught up in this system as what they are, jokes. And not laugh at them, because they have a spiritual tidal energy of lemmings that will drag us over the cliff with them. They just don't know God. They don't even know God's real. But if you talk to them, they'll tell you Satan's real. They don't even know God's real. All they know is the devil. And that's why it's really hard to hate these people. But I do hate them because they hurt the children. But they're such losers. I mean, I watch these videos, these transgender males, like 6'5" dudes beating up women in the boxing ring or the MMA or
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At least you know that.
100%.
Welcome to the White House.
Thank you. Can we take a little video? Hi, Mr. President. It is an honor. France writes with human rights.
Are we topless at the White House?
Some of the bravest and most inspiring people I've ever known.
Okay, so now at the White House, it's people getting naked. And then Biden saying they're the greatest people ever. The clip didn't play. Whatever reason, our computers, we're going to play it again, clip six, Natalie Jean Besner on Twitter. This is a very important minute and a half clip. I want people to listen to this. This lady's absolutely on target. Let's see if it'll work this time. Here it is.
I'm going to say this again for some of you. Feminism paved the way for the trans agenda. None of this would have been possible without feminism. And I know that ticks off the old school feminists who say, we're fighting against this. I know you are. But that doesn't mean you didn't unknowingly or otherwise support the movement that led us to this, which is where womanhood is all but meaningless and anyone who feels like a woman can be one. Feminists, you have repeatedly denied the differences between men and women. You have destroyed the differences between us. You have eviscerated traditional gender roles on the basis that they were formed in socialization rather than in biology. You have made women into second-rate men. You have encouraged women to see our most powerful asset, our ability to give life, as an avenue through which we are oppressed rather than the avenue through which we find liberation and fulfillment. And the worst way in which you have done this, feminist, is via abortion. Feminism lies. Feminism tells women that ripping apart limb from limb our own offspring inside ourselves is a right and that it's health care. And now you're mad, feminist, that a man can slap on some makeup, maybe shoot up some estrogen, call himself a woman, and demand the right to be treated as such? And we all call that gender-affirming care? Feminists, you invented hiding behind euphemisms. You invented demanding a right that isn't there. You invented slapping the label healthcare on something that is anything but. You dove us headlong into the sexual revolution, and you thought you could draw the line of where it ends. Turns out you can't. You forced open the door for womanhood and women to be meaningless, and for men to be better than you at both.
All right, I got loaded phone lines. I want to go to Steve and Tony and Archer and Jack and Solomon and Travis and John and Brad and Louie. I'll get to everybody before this hour ends. But I've got more clubs here. I have in Germany another person in a clown outfit with a bunch of elementary students saying God is queer and preaching this to the children. This is just a cult, so you don't have children, so you're all alone, folks. All corporately funded. This is the establishment. Force-fed everywhere. Let's play the clip and we'll go to your phone calls. Now's the time to save. We are the last generation. Oh, yeah. No more humans. Now's the time to save.
Black lives always matter.
Black lives always matter. You know, the human-run slave camps? Now's the time to say God is queer.
God is queer. Jetzt ist die Zeit,
now's the time to say
we leave no one
to die, even though they cut their testicles off. Now's the time to say again, we send a ship and much more. We welcome people at Greek. Safe harbor, safe places for all.
We
all have privileges
and
can use them for moral justice.
We können füreinander Verbündete sein. Wir sind hier.
We are here.
Wir sind doch viele.
We are all so many of us.
Wir sind nie wieder
and we are never quiet again. This is the new religion. This is the takedown of society. This is the takeover of our captured children. All right, Stephen in Alaska on ammonium nitrate that's missing. Go ahead.
There you are. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Go ahead.
Okay, buddy. So the whole nitrogen or ammonium nitrate fertilizer theft, I won't call it anything else, it's a theft. That right there, so that stuff is fertilizer. People don't get it, but part of the way that they can get rid of us is to get rid of our food. If you can't fertilize your crops.
Oh, they're shutting the farms down everywhere. They're not letting Russia export fertilizer, the third biggest exporter. World food production is collapsing.
Roger that. Now, I would recommend to people in the New York area who are enterprising enough to go out and take swab samples and get a hold of somebody like Mike Adams from Natural News, or find an accredited lab, and that will tell them if that stuff was actually in there. So that way nobody's really guessing if that's where they disposed
it. About all the smoke of the fires all over Canada, yeah.
Yes, sir, because they got to dispose of that ammonium nitrate somewhere. They're not going to be able to make a bomb. Everybody thinks they're anywhere, and they're waiting for them to make an Oklahoma City-style bomb with it and attack our electrical grid, right? So they have to dispose of it somewhere. They can't just hold it. So it's likely that it did get put in that fire. It's a very good possibility, but people need to also look at, like I was saying, the fact that that's not necessarily bomb material, that's food making material. You know, if you don't.
No, I hear you. There's attacks on our infrastructure happening everywhere. Steve, thank you for the call. Jack in FEMA Region 5, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
I hear you on speakerphone. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yep. All right. So.
Do me a favor, take it off speakerphone.
I'm not on speakerphone, actually. I'm on a headset. Can you hear me okay?
No, I can't really hear you well, but go ahead.
No. Okay. So, basically, you know, I feel the same way you do. Your opening monologue was perfect. I feel like selling everything and getting a Winnebago and going to North Dakota or some spot. But my problem is, you know, I got kids. I can't afford to just leave the area. FEMA Region 5, and quite frankly, I don't think if the voting is not fixed, I don't see a way out of this. So I'm thinking the Convention of States or something, you know. I mean, I see everything as a psyop, like flags, race, gender,
No, all of it is to let you know, give up, roll over, and die. So we shouldn't give up and roll over, but we have to also understand you have the globalists that are programming this. You have their followers. You should give no respect to their followers. Listen to nothing they say. They are idiot followers. I think they're getting ahead pushing this agenda. And so we just have to stop complying with anything and everything these people say, because this is not our government. This is a group of idiots.
Well, and I do think, I mean, like, I'm trying to stay sober, you know, drinking to escape and everything else, but it's gotten to the point where, you know, when do we say enough is enough? And, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, the first insurrection was not even an insurrection. But if this happens again, I don't know what the hell. I mean,
well, see, that's the problem. It's a cultural brainwashing. So you could wipe out the top globalists. There's only like 1,000 of them. They have minions, 10 people deep, that will replace them even worse. You have to oppose their operations. You have to culturally take control of the land. You have to produce food and systems. So production is the means of power. You have to culturally have the ideas and then put those culture ideas into function and build a civilization. That's why their new digital takeover system is all about shutting down independent production, shutting down the farms. Food production is king. If you want to rebel, move the country, grow crops, buy from each other, and never comply with the enemy, then they will come with weapons in the future to shut it down. And that's when the war starts. But the people will be on our side by then. We're very close. In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemal Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect on the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Supermel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Superfemal Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But Women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula and a buzzer operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your super female vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super female vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Live from the InfoWars.com studios. To the Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's race back to your phone calls. Trump is inside the courthouse. We'll be following that as it unfolds. Sure, we'll make a statement after. Solomon in Toronto, Canada, here on the air. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, Solomon, welcome.
Alex, how are you doing, sir? I've been trying for the last 2 years to talk to you, so it's great to speak to you. Alex, I'm going to make... Alex, please don't say anything because you're like me. You talk forever. So please, I have some questions for you, and then I want to hear you so that we can get to other callers. I appreciate it. Alex, don't get depressed. Keep the fight, man. Stay
no, I'm not depressed. I just have to...
No, I mean frustrated because you're like me because I try to tell people what's going on, and I'm like, these people just cannot listen, and it's so frustrating. So when I hear your frustration... And the fight that you have, I am the same way here in Toronto.
No, brother, I appreciate you. You know, what we'll talk about the next steps. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So, in regards to William Cooper, you know that gentleman. He's been on your show. You've talked to him. And you also talked to Dr. John Coleman. They both wrote books and all this stuff. And when I'm done with this question, I want you, don't answer it now, but when I get off the call, I hope you can answer. Can you tell me why you're voting when these two gentlemen have told you in the book of the 300 where they tell you that the elected officials are already elected and they're puppets? And there's nothing that we can do because they've already chosen who they've chosen. So I'd like to understand how you make that selection with Trump and you feel comfortable that they're going to be able to go on.
Sure, that's a really good question. And I'm going to put you on hold, Solomon, while I answer your question. And I'll come back and respond to it. In the main, I think John Coleman was dead on and was in MI6. And his book written 20 years ago, I mean, it's, I think, 1993 or something. So, yeah, that's like 30 years ago. Good Lord. It's all come true. And nothing against Cooper. Cooper was an incredible talk show host, super entertaining. I never doubted his UFO stuff. He just couldn't prove it. I've got a drinking problem sometimes. He had a bigger drinking problem than I do. I mean, I know the real story of what happened to him, you know, in Arizona, with kids in the farm next to him having parties, and he'd go over there and point guns at them, and then the sheriffs came, and he shot a sheriff's deputy in the face, and then they shot him. So that whole thing, like William Cooper got killed by the government, that's not true, folks. William Cooper was a really talented, amazing person, and the deep state did not kill William Cooper, okay? I mean, because I've got to be honest about stuff. You know, the deep state killed the Davidians. The deep state killed Randy Weaver's wife and child. The deep state killed Kennedy. The deep state killed RFK. The deep state gave us poison shots. The deep state did not kill William Cooper. I mean, I've read the police report, and I knew how Cooper was, and I knew his producer and people around him. He was a Vietnam vet, officer, super wild, serious PTSD. And these kids kept having parties on a small acre track next to his house, and he wasn't putting up with it. They were out there playing rap music and rock and roll, and, I mean, you know, he'd go shoot at them and stuff and point guns at them. And the cops came, and he shot a deputy right in the head, and they killed him. That's what happened. So when people say, well, William Cooper says no one's good, Well, William Cooper was a talk show host. I don't think he was controlled by the enemy. I know Tucker Carlson. He's for real. I know Joe Rogan. He's not right about everything, but he's a real person. Nobody tells Joe Rogan what to say. And nobody tells me what to say. And I make mistakes, and I'm not perfect. But the idea that everybody's controlled, they're not. 95% are controlled. But when you get an RFK or an RFK Jr., or you get a Trump, nobody controls Trump. Trump doesn't control Trump. So, I've been in a position, being on air for so long, where people claim I'm getting told what to say and I'm controlled by this. Well, I know that's not true. I'm not told what my agenda is. There's nobody giving me directives. I'm in charge. And the truth is, you're in charge of your life, too. The globalists can convince you to dial into their BS, but it's not real. So you say, well, they're trying to they have indicted Trump. You know, there's your Q indictments, the sealed indictments of the Democrats. No, it's Republicans. So this is a real process taking place. So you asked me this question, Solomon, about who's real and who isn't. And Trump's for real the real president. Trump's for real pig-headed. Trump's for real good and bad, but he really wants to be the president. And he is the president. And that's what scares him. So this paradoxical statement of, oh, William Cooper said nobody's real. Well, I don't think he really said that. He said most of it's controlled. And I agree with that. But not everything's controlled. And here's a key. Listen to me carefully, Solomon. As the New World Order loses control, they're going to have less and less control. Goes to say, doesn't it? And why is Elon Musk coming out against him? Why are all these Hollywood people turning against them? Because they realize that old structure is going down. It doesn't have the power it had before. So you're going to have opportunists that are Johnny-come-latelys to the liberty movement because we're winning. And we can't be territorial or like Pharisees and say, well, we're holier than thou. We did this before you. We're OGs. We don't accept you because you weren't with us 30 years ago. We have to get ready for victory. We have to have a self-fulfilling prophecy of success. And we've got so much incredible opportunity really within our grasp. I mean, it's very close to our, it's within reach. And so we need to stop spending so much time on the enemy, and I'm the worst person about this. So when I say this, I'm talking to myself, on how bad the enemy is, and spend more time on really how amazing humanity is and our contributions to reality and what we build and what we do. But I couldn't think of a more important question today, Solomon. What a wise question about how do we know what's good and what's bad? That's what God and God's Spirit's about in our heart. I know you're a good person, Solomon. I can tell by your voice and the question you asked. And I've got to trust you, Solomon. And I've got to believe in you because I believe in myself. And Solomon, you know you're not perfect, but you love God and you love truth and you love freedom and you love justice and you just called in. And you know you're an honest person. Honest in what you're saying. Honest in what you believe in. So, my question to you, Solomon, is, if you don't believe there's other good people in the world, how can you believe you're good, Solomon? Give me your take on that, Solomon.
My take is, hello? Can you hear me, Alan?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. My take is that I was making more reference to John Coleman in regards to his book of the Council of 300. But I hear what you said, and I do agree there are good people, 100%. But I'm saying that this system is rigged. And to wait those people up that who have been under the system, and now they can no longer make sense of what's happening, it really frustrates me. And I'm not saying that there isn't any good in this world. Yeah, I mean, 100%, I know there's good and evil. But at the same time, Alex, my question to you is that as we get all the good people, and this goes to you, I think that, yeah, I mean, like Royce White has stated many times that you are in the position, you're the start of all this to wake people up with Louis Farrakhan. That's how I found out through Louis Farrakhan. In 92, I started following him, and then he opened up my eyes through the whole financial system and all the other things. And then I rolled upon you, and I got involved in hearing what you were saying. And I've always been curious on how the whole system works.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
One person that's on our side that would boycott Amazon for 1 month and then go to Walmart and boycott them for 1 month and then go down to Home Depot 1 month and just go through the list and every year rotate them. I think if this went on for 5 years, we wouldn't need 30 years. All it would take is 5 years to have this whole thing turned around. We wouldn't even be in this predicament. So I don't think anybody has done anything for us except talk. They sell books on Amazon, and that's it. That's my piece. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it takes talk to figure out what you're going to do. But I agree with you that the boycott and the boycott is the real power. They lost $24 million at Anheuser-Pedo-Busch. They've lost millions and millions at all these other companies, like North Pedo, Face, and all of them. And so the boycott, the boycott is really where the power is. And if people would just get wise and not support establishment systems, we would beat them very quickly. I totally agree with you.
We have no place to buy now any longer because those are the only ones that have power. We need somebody to go with the very edge of what they've got and start a program where they organize. I can sit around and complain with my friends. I don't have millions of listeners. You guys have millions of listeners.
Okay, well, I'm listening to you. Will you please tell me what I'm supposed to do? I'm kind of following what you're saying. I'm willing to step up and get up off my ass. Reprove me. I'm serious. What do I need to do, Tony, right now?
Okay. Just say, we're going to start a boycott this month against Amazon. I'd like my listeners for 1 month not to buy. And then next month, go to Walmart and say, we're going to boycott Walmart just for 1 month. and get that ball rolling. And every month, spend 5 minutes every show and tell people we're boycotting this. And I guarantee you, people like me will come out of the woodworks to support.
No, I hear you. And I appreciate your call. What I'm saying, Tony, is boycotts are great. What about boycotts?
Talking about, don't buy from these for 1 month. That's all. I can sacrifice not going to Walmart for 1 month. I can sacrifice not going on the computer for 1 month. I can sell it.
Sir, you know, I really hear what you're saying, and I appreciate your call. How about I just walk? How about this is the last show I ever do? That'll make you happy. I'll do a little better for you. In fact, you got a pledge from me. I'm gone today. Let's finish the show up. I'm out of here. That'll please all of you. You can have your nuclear war. There'll be no money for the plaintiffs. Actually, that's why I want to do this. And I'm just done. How about that? Seriously, everybody's all pissed at people in the arena all day long. And just, you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do this. Even when I'm polite and I listen to you, it's just you get more and more mad. Don't worry. They're going to release a new bioweapon. You're all going to be dead. Seriously, you're dead. It's liberal. And all the trendies watching, laughing right now, oh, we're winning, we're pedos, you're all dead too. They're going to release a bioweapon, you're all dead. I'm serious. I may just never come back. I've done this too long. I've been here too long. I've sat here and I've just watched it all go down. I'll just hang it up right now. In fact, I can't take any more calls at this point. Go to rebroadcast. We'll see what happens. That means I'm going to rebroadcast, so find something to play. Thanks.
At the end of the day, any amount is too little, and every amount is never enough.
The Biden administration is officially asking the UN to come in and sanction the United States for reparations, saying that America was founded on slavery and is inherently evil, and that the UN should come in and help administer $5 million of U.S. taxpayer money to every black person.
The stolen men and women and children were brought to our shores in chains, subjected to unimaginable cruelty. My nation's original sin was that period.
On December 16th, 2005, the UN General Assembly reaffirmed the importance of providing reparations for gross violations of international human rights law by adopting a 5-point legal framework for reparations. And that has become our norm.
Now, obviously, it's about a UN takeover. Are they going to go to China and get reparations for the 3 million Muslim Uyghur slaves in Western China? No. If you bring it up on a basketball court, they'll kick you off. Like you see in the NBA.
Yeah, nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? You bring it up because you really
what?
Care. And I think
what
that's nice that
cares?
You care. Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line.
No. It's all about America being bad and this carrot being dangled of go along with the UN, go along with the world government, and it's going to give you reparations. It's the UN building the refugee centers after they ran the lockdowns worldwide that starved over 50 million people in the last 3.5 years to death. They're murdering people en masse. Paramilitary UN troops are slaughtering people all over the world.
The hardest moment is thinking about leaving your country as you hear the sounds of explosions and gunfire.
How can you go to a country for 20 years to stabilize, and you don't stabilize, and you think that you have succeeded doing something?
I was on an airplane flying back, and I said, let me just watch this show.
Tell them the Men in Black sent you.
So I want to see the propaganda in it. And it was all about evil British white mercenaries enslaving a mythical African country that has this magical element in it, similar to Black Panther and Wakanda. And I'm sitting there watching the mercenaries. You know who the mercenaries work for. They work for really one of four or five groups, but it's the UN's the main group that has mercenaries slaughtering and enslaving, just like the movie, literally. And then there's China.
China's recently been accused of trying to take over Uganda's Seoul International Airport if the East African country fails to pay a $200 million loan for the expansion of the site.
Over the last several decades, China has been pumping resources into Africa.
The country has invested hundreds of billions of dollars across the continent, ranging in everything from transportation and infrastructure to real estate and technology.
It's been found that if an African country recognizes Taiwan as a country, they receive, on average, 2.7 fewer Chinese infrastructure projects within their borders each year. Conversely, if an African country votes overwhelmingly along with China in the United Nations General Assembly, they receive 1.8 more infrastructure projects each year.
Analysts have accused them of debt colonialism. There are fears China is making loans it knows states cannot repay.
Beijing may engage in what critics characterize as debt trap diplomacy, lending designed to force countries into handing over land, minerals, and strategic assets when they default on a loan.
China is among the world's top 10 largest contributors of troops to the UN. The country currently has about 80% of its blue beret-wearing peacekeepers deployed in Africa. Chinese military observers, engineers, medics, police, and other UN personnel help maintain peace and security, protect vulnerable groups, and support development.
You see these movies, and the UN's the savior, and there's this UN group of superheroes that come to create stability and battle Black Adam because he's too violent, and they're the UN, and they're going to save the world, when it's the UN that is the biggest group running those lithium mines and those slave camps. They run it, they control it, they get a big cut of the money from the multinational corporations. And who gets 98% of rare earth minerals out of the ground in the world? The Chaicoms. So in most cases, the Chaicoms don't run the enslavement. They run the civilian side of it, extracting it and controlling the slaves. But the paramilitary camps are run by the UN on record. But when you watch a movie from Hollywood, it's the UN saving everyone from the mercenaries. A lie, a lie, a lie. All of it, a big, giant, damn lie. We don't hear about the UN paying reparations for all the African slaves they got right now, or for cutting the damn food off.
The Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.